Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 13th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of religion and spirituality news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
United Nations publishes 17th report of Kailasa, a landmark call for protection of LGBTIQ+ persons. The United Nations recently published the 17th report of Kailasa, calling for global recognition and action to protect LGBTIQ+ individuals facing legal discrimination in 64 countries. The report highlights Hinduism's historical acceptance of gender diversity, citing references from Hindu scriptures. It also explores the teachings of the Supreme Pontiff of Hinduism, Bhagavan Nityananda Paramashivam, on gender and sexual orientation. Colonialism's impact on indigenous gender notions is discussed, with Kailasa standing as a beacon of inclusivity and non-violence. Despite persecution, Kailasa remains committed to advocating for LGBTIQ+ rights worldwide. For more information, visit the UN page. Kailasa celebrates Ganesha Chaturthi 2024 with grandeur and devotion. Kailasa, guided by the Supreme Pontiff of Hinduism, the Shish, recently celebrated Ganesha Chaturthi 2024 with a global event across more than 40 temples worldwide. The SPH delivered a presidential address emphasizing the importance of connecting with Mahaganapati, encouraging spiritual growth. Special worship services and unique offerings were made to honor Mahaganapati, fostering unity and cultural preservation. The celebration promoted religious freedom and human rights, highlighting universal values of compassion and coexistence. Kailasa, under the Sage's leadership, continues to uphold the sacred values of Sanatana Hindu Dharma, contributing to the global discourse on traditional practices and interfaith understanding.
Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasizes the importance of the revelation during nationwide tour visits. Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasized the importance of the revelation during his nationwide tour visits. In Cheongju, Korea, 80,000 people gathered for a Sunday service at the Cheongju Church of the Shincheonji Church of Jesus. The event marked the church's 30th anniversary and attracted over 100 Protestant pastors. Chairman Lee's ability to explain the Book of Revelation and the 6,000-year history of the Bible drew praise from believers. He stressed the need for a faith aligned with God's Word and the importance of sharing the revelation with others. Data shows a growing thirst for systematic Bible education among Protestant church attendees in Korea. Meanwhile, the Shincheonji Church of Jesus is attracting young members and gaining recognition for its Bible-based faith and revelation teachings. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.